You may have noticed if you listen to KJZZ in the morning that Phil Latzman hasn't been on the air this week because he went on vacation. Shockingly enough, Phil, who's spent a lot of time in Florida, decided to go to Miami during hurricane season. And now Phil joins us with more on Hurricane Irma. Phil, what's the situation like down there?
You know, Steve, I lived here for 20 plus years. I really should have known better than to schedule a trip back to Florida at the height of hurricane season. You know, quick little story, and it's really not funny because people here are in a state of somewhat panic. Gas stations are sold out of gas, and the ones that have gas have cars around the corner. People are grabbing to get the last waters off the shelves at every supermarket. This is the real deal. And I had come down here to visit friends who are all busy boarding up their houses and really not available to do any serious hanging out and having fun. And I had plans to do paddle boarding. That I couldn't do because they were businesses on Miami Beach were closing up. Everything is pretty much is being prepared to close down here. And the interstate's very crowded with people. And this is a very calm weather. Sun is out. Nice light breeze, but there's certainly a sense of panic here, Steve.
And are you in the process of getting out yourself, Phil?
Yeah, we're ahead of the storm. So those of you wondering why we're here and why we're still here, we're ahead of the storm. So we're driving north. The reports of it taking a normal drive from Miami to Orlando would be 4 hours. People said it's saying it's taking 8 hours.
And Phil, finally, as you mentioned, you lived in Miami, you lived in Florida for more than 20 years. Does this remind you of anything? I mean, is this hurricane season? We will hear about it from afar and think, boy, it's really destructive year after year. How exceptional is Irma compared to what you saw in the past?
Well, I mean, I lived through Hurricane Andrew here almost exactly 25 years ago. And, you know, I remember at the time thinking that was going to be a lot of fun. Well, as a kid back then, and, you know, that turned out to be a very scary situation. And I think a lot of people who remember Hurricane Andrew, and even Hurricane Wilma, which came through in 2005, which was the last, you know, major hurricane, they remember what that was like and the devastation, particularly after Andrew, which was just a buzzsaw. And this, even though it's coming from a different direction, looks like it could be coming from the worst possible place and could do some damage to the same places that were really severely impacted 25 years ago.
KJZZ's Phil Latzman, who happens to be on vacation in Florida as Hurricane Irma makes its way to that state. Phil, good to talk with you. Stay safe, man.
All right, Steve.